If you're on hold, you want to stay there. As promised, we are joined right now by the new head basketball coach at Marquette. He was named Golden Eagles head coach on March 26th. He has led teams to 8 of the last 10 NCAA tournaments. He led VCU to the Final Four in 2011, led teams to 3 conference tournament championships. Marquette is coming off a 13-14 season. They were 8-11 in the Big East. We are joined by their new head coach, Shaka Smart. Shaka, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Shaka. Thanks so much. Now, you grew up in Wisconsin, just south of Madison. So, first off, what does it mean to be back in the state and leading a program with the history of Marquette?
It's great. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Marquette has such a rich tradition, and it's really cool to be at a place that's just infatuated with basketball 365 days a year. So, looking forward to rolling up our sleeves and getting to work.
All right, so to that point, like, it would be pretty easy to see this as a homecoming, but at the same time, how much of that decision then was about returning to the state where you grew up as opposed to how much of it is about the opportunity itself at Marquette?
Really more about the opportunity. I would have gone to Marquette wherever it was. Certainly the best thing about coming to this region of the country is getting a chance to be close to my mom, who lives in Madison. But to be honest with you, is really about coming to Marquette. The alignment here from the president on down as it relates to commitment to basketball and what goes into winning. And again, the fact that, you know, basketball is really the front porch of the university and very, very central to the success of the university.
We're talking to Shaka Smart. You know, Shaka, you were born in the year that Marquette won the national championship, and you grew up watching Marquette games. What do you remember about those days of the program and those teams?
Well, I remember a lot of exciting teams and a lot of exciting players. I remember, you know, just watching those games as a young guy, getting to know college basketball. And I didn't really understand much that went into, you know, just the competitive level that there is here. But I just remember being excited about watching teams put up a lot of points here at Marquette.
Talking to Shaka Smart, you know, it seems to me when you look at a program or you evaluate a job, there are things that you can see, you know, things like the facilities or the number of season ticket holders, the resources for the program. But you've talked about the feeling that you had when you started to think about and research Marquette and that there are certain things that you just can't quantify. How would you describe that feeling?
You're exactly right, Jim. When I first got here a little over a week ago, I was able to go into the arena, Fiserv Forum, and you're right. You can't quantify that. You can't really put a number on what it feels like to go in that special of a place. And then, again, just the reception and the way that people feel and demonstrate their passion for this program, something you can't really put a number on, but it's fun to be around because there's kind of a common feeling of, okay, we're going to go try to do this.
We're talking to Shaka Smart at Marquette. You know, the story goes that back in 2014, they pursued you, but you ultimately decided to stay at VCU. What made you feel then like this was the right time for you and your family now as opposed to then?
Yeah, different time, Jim. A lot of different circumstances. There was kind of an erroneous report at that time that I was actually in Milwaukee. I remember being in my kitchen in Richmond, Virginia, and a bunch of people calling me saying, hey, are you in Milwaukee? But to be honest with you, one of my favorite players of all time was a junior at VCU at that time. There was no way I was leaving him going into his senior year. So sometimes it's about situational factors. It's about timing. And I just felt like this was a great time for my family and I to come up here.
We're talking to Shaka Smart. I can respect that. You know, timing is everything. Now, you're coming off a year at Texas, which included winning the Big 12 tournament. You were ranked as high as number 4 in the country. Knowing that, it seems to me it would have to be a pretty special thing to get you to leave. Why was the time right, and was that tough to leave?
It's always tough to leave just because of relationships. Texas is a phenomenal place, as you know, Jim, and there's a lot of terrific things about that university, that fan base. But, you know, when I started kind of adding everything up and my wife and I discussed the opportunity, we just felt like it was something that was a slam dunk for us. So it ended up actually not being that tough of a decision because we looked at the potential of what could occur here And you never know. There's no crystal ball on anything, but we really liked that opportunity here at Marquette.
So, Shaka, what's that feel like when you talk about what can occur here? What kind of a ceiling are we talking about, or maybe is there not one? What can occur there if all goes the way you want it to go?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Jim, is at this day and age of college basketball, there is so much in flux. There is so much up in the air with rule changes, with name, image, and likeness, with transfer changes, you know, with some of the things that have adjusted with COVID. But I do feel like, you know, in a program like this, if you look at what Tom Crean did, Buzz Williams had a heck of a run with phenomenal teams. I think you can recruit really talented young men. I think you can get them to buy into understanding how special this program is to this place and buying to being a part of that. And then it's about, you know, making sure that you take advantage of that on the court. And you got to have a little bit of luck as well, but I really think this is a place where you can do something special.
Shaka Smart's joining us. He's at Marquette now. Like, Shaka, you have always struck me as somebody who's looking to learn and grow and evolve. And the game obviously is changing so much, as you mentioned. For instance, when you think back to when you first stepped on the court in Austin, how much has the game changed? And then how much have you changed as a coach, even in recent years?
It's changed a lot, Jim. You know, one thing that it's funny, we pressed every possession at VCU, and everyone asks me all the time, you know, why don't you go back to doing that? And there's a few reasons why, but one of them is the game's officiated differently. You can't trap and have the physicality out in the open floor nearly as much as you could 10 or 15 years ago. You certainly can be physical around the basket. They allow a lot of that. But when you're out on the floor, it's different. So certainly the game's evolved in that way. I think the game has gotten a little bit smaller, too, from the standpoint of positionally. There's no power forwards that look like Karl Malone anymore. You know, there's a lot of guys, 6'6", 6'7", maybe 200 pounds, really, really versatile, can shoot the ball, can put the ball on the floor. And so I think adjusting with that and understanding that what other teams are going to have and how best you can counteract that is what you have to do as a coach.
We're talking to Shaka Smart. So if the game has changed and the way the game is officiated has changed and the players have changed, Shaka, what about the culture itself and the culture you're looking to instill? For instance, the culture that you instilled at VCU versus Texas, has that changed? And what kind of a culture are you looking to instill now at Marquette?
That has changed, Jim, for sure. Now, there's certain foundational elements that my mom taught me when I was a young kid that I will always believe in. Things like appreciation, enthusiasm, having a passion for what you're doing, embracing a common goal. So those parts of culture will never change for me. But certainly some of the details, I've evolved a lot with just my thinking on how best to relate to these young guys. When I was at Texas, there was a coach, an AAU coach, that said something to me that always stuck with me. He said, you can't expect to recruit this high of a level of players and not expect them to have individual goals beyond college. And I thought he was exactly right. So basketball is a fascinating game because it's an interplay between a consummate team sport, but then also one where there's a ton of individual considerations, obviously from the NBA on down.
Wow, that's interesting, right? Like, how do you balance that?
Well, very carefully, man. I mean, you have to balance it through relationships. And I think if you can get guys to understand that really buying into and supporting and promoting team success throughout the season, and particularly late in the season, is going to boost their opportunities individually beyond college, then you have a chance to kind of do both. But it's tough because we live in a time where, and this is part of my cultural emphasis as well here, it's so easy to get outside the moment, but it's so important to be lost in the present. And anything special that you do in sports happens in the present. And unfortunately, there's a lot of factors, a lot of things, social media, otherwise, that can pull guys' minds into the past or future.
Right, more than ever before. And I don't want to lose track of this, Shaka. When you listed things that were important to you and to instilling this culture, you mentioned enthusiasm. Like, that doesn't seem like that big of a thing, right? On the surface, it doesn't seem that important. How important is enthusiasm? And then how contagious can it be if the right guy or two have it?
Incredibly important, Jim. I mean, I wish that you and I could put a number on it. I tried a couple times at VCU to measure it in different ways, but I really think if we were just going to guesstimate, I think it's worth between 8 and 10 points in a basketball game, just to having the enthusiasm advantage. But if you think about it just in life, the more enthusiastic person has such an advantage compared to whoever else it is. The most enthusiastic player I ever coached was a young man by the name of Briante Weber at VCU. He had no scholarship offers coming out of high school. He was 6'2", 150 pounds. His enthusiasm took him all the way to the NBA for a few years, and that was always a lesson to me, like, wow, like just the energy and the passion that someone has, what it can do.
It's like, where did that come from? Was he hardwired for it? Did he manufacture that, create that, figure that out? Like, why was he so enthusiastic?
Well, I do think that all of us have a type, and, you know, Deion Sanders had a quote back when he was playing. He said, "We're unlimited within our limits." And I do think, like, this kid, for example, his type was one of pretty high energy. But I think for all of us, you, me, whoever, within that type, if we can get to that far right end of where we want to be and these qualities that we know affect winning and affect success, that's how we're going to be, you know, be happiest and most successful.
So, Shaka, I know you didn't put a name on it, but was he the player that you stayed at VCU for in 2014?
He was one of them. There was two, him and a kid by the name of Travion Graham. Both those guys were finishing their junior year in 2014. And I knew that just getting a chance to be around. Those guys taught me more than I taught them. So, you know, sometimes as a coach, and I know fans don't really look at it this way, but sometimes, like, you want to be around guys, not even so much the impact you're going to have on them, but the way that they make you feel every day, just coming to work and being around them and getting a chance to share. So, absolutely, that was a special group.
That's really interesting. Both NBA guys, too. So, like, what else, aside from enthusiasm and attitude, what else did you learn from those two?
Well, those guys were polar opposites in terms of their personalities. But the one thing that they had in common that, and I think Jim is really, really missing amongst a lot of players. And I'm not trying to be critical, but if you watch basketball, a lot of guys miss this. And Baylor really had it. And it's a big part of why they won. I know it's easy to say in retrospect, but I would have said this 3 months ago, is a level of seriousness about what the heck you're doing out there. Like, of course we're trying to have fun. Of course, you know, it's a game. But, man, if it comes down to me honoring this detail a little bit more than you, having that seriousness and intentionality, those two kids at VCU had it, the Baylor team, almost all those guys being in the same league as them, watching them, they had it. You could see it in warm-ups. And you knew in warm-ups, like, these guys are not messing around right now. These guys are here to get something done. And again, kind of like enthusiasm, I think that gives you a big edge.
I think that's such a great, great point, Shaka. And really quickly, to that point, though, I watch Baylor, and it seems to me like, right, these guys ain't playing. They ain't playing. But, man, they still play with joy, though, right? They're still happy. They're still having fun. They do both extremely well.
Absolutely. But the key, Jim, and again, this is, I think for everything in life, this is the key, is that they were able to lose themselves in the present moment. And when you are lost in the present, when I say lost, I mean you lose track of all that BS, all that stuff that really doesn't matter, but that sometimes our minds get caught up in, sometimes social media feeds into. When you lose that stuff and just completely get obsessed with, I'm right here with my teammates, enjoying this, going after it, trying to compete with these dudes, that's where it's at. And that's where you can have both the seriousness and the great enjoyment for being in that time.
Man, that point right there, Shaka, I could talk to you for hours about that point that you just made. I'm so glad you made that. Marquette's got a new head coach. It is Shaka Smart. They're coming off a year where they were 13-14, but he is back home in state. Shaka, great to have you on the program. Really appreciate the energy, and it's good to have you on this show once again. Shaka, thanks so much.
No, I'm a big fan of yours, man. Anytime you call, I'm definitely coming on. So thank you for having me.
I'm going to take you up on that, coach. You know that, Shaka. How do you not hire that guy with that energy and that enthusiasm and that personality?